Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens Tip of the Week. Gardeners have a lot of things in common, and one thing's for sure, we all want our gardens to be healthy and grow as quickly as possible, at least when it comes to harvesting. So there are a few things we can do to help ensure your garden's success. When it comes to planting, an obvious place to start is by reading the information on the plant tag or seed packet. Besides identifying the type and variety, this information provides simple but important information on what you need to know to plant it right. First, how much space is required between plants? You'll be amazed. That tiny squash seedling you bought will need a good 6 square feet of space between it and its neighbors to really spread out. By paying attention and following these instructions early, especially at planting time, you'll eliminate the need to make adjustments later, which almost always slows down the growth cycle. And another important point when it comes to spacing, pay attention to the mature height. We talked about the importance of that in a prior podcast, but suffice it to say, you don't want taller plants shading out shorter ones. Knowing the mature height before planting will help you avoid that problem. Another important bit of information is on how to prepare your seedlings for planting. In the absence of specific information provided on plant tags, the general rule is to always plant so that the seedling is placed in the soil at the same level as it was growing in the container, with one exception, tomatoes. Although planting them this way will yield good results, planting them much deeper is even better. If you look at a tomato plant up close and study the stem, you'll notice it has small, white, hair-like fibers all up and down it. Well, those will all become roots when exposed to soil and moisture. And since roots are how plants take up water and nutrients, it only makes sense to provide as much opportunity as possible for that to happen, right? So dig a deep hole, prune away or pinch off the side branches up to the top too, and plant the rest. I know it sounds extreme, and this is the only plant you do that with, but trust me on this one. You'll have a much more vigorous, drought-tolerant plant because of a much larger root system. And finally, don't just plant it and forget it. Some plants will eventually need staking to prevent the weight of the fruit from pulling down branches, cutting off nutrient supply, or splitting the vine, which opens it up to potential pest and disease problems. Plus, a stake plant looks a lot better than a floppy one. Starting out right, like choosing high-quality plants from Burpee Home Gardens, makes the whole gardening experience more rewarding and productive. And listening to this podcast series is a great way to help make sure that happens. This is just one of 26 podcasts created to get you off to a successful start and provide helpful weekly tips throughout the entire growing season. And to be sure you don't miss a single episode, you can subscribe to the podcast series for free in iTunes. And for more ideas and inspiration anytime, be sure to check out burpeehomegardens.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll be right back here next week for another Burpee Home Gardens Tip of the Week.